This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, healthcare may take your Social Security. Hi, I'm Jim Solnier, a certified financial planner.
And I'm Chris Stein, a finance instructor at Colorado State University and also a certified financial planner. And welcome to this week's episode of HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
You know, Chris, you and I talked before we started recording this. What should we call this blog post? And you had originally said healthcare may devastate your... Did you use devastate or a different
word? It was some dramatic word.
It was a very dramatic word. And we thought that was a little too harsh. But we want our listeners to know that healthcare costs throughout your retirement are going to consume a very significant portion of your Social Security benefits. And I think, Chris, it would be safe to say people do dramatically underestimate what their health care costs in retirement is going to be.
They do, and I see that regularly when we do plans for folks, when we're collecting the information. I believe people, even if they're healthy now while they're younger and working, they find it difficult to put themselves in the shoes of a 65, 75, 85, 90-year-old person and try to view what the healthcare or medical issue situation will be for them. And so when we start listing all the things they need to consider as far as costs go, as far as nursing home care or additional prescription benefits or more frequent doctor visits, and just the list goes on and on and on, people's eyes kind of bug out. And when we show them some of the numbers as to the estimates, but the estimates that we use are based on very strict and comprehensive industry research about what these healthcare costs are going
to
be.
And a lot of people don't factor in because we don't like to think about it. I'm 50 years old. I don't like to think about getting older. But as you know, I love to hike and garden. These are the two big things I do outside. And both of them, even over this past holiday weekend, we're recording this shortly after the Memorial Day holiday of 2014, over the Memorial Day weekend, I went hiking, an easy hike, 10 and a half miles, nothing that's usually bad. And then I did a lot of gardening over the weekend. I felt it. My body is slowing down. It's not the same as when I was in my 20s and 30s. And people don't understand that as they retire and get into their 60s, 70s, and 80s, our bodies are breaking down. And it is going to require health care a lot. And they think what? They have to get to age 65 for
Medicare.
Right. And then Medicare is going to cover everything. That's it. Get to 65 and they made it.
Right.
And people think Medicare covers everything, and it doesn't. And recently, and by recently, we're talking the beginning of April 2014, a company, and in full disclosure, we use some of their software. They're very well known in the industry, and they have created what is called a healthcare cost index. Name of the company is HealthView Services, and they do provide software that helps advisors analyze Medicare, Social Security, and long-term care planning. So this company takes and helps us project healthcare costs. And they have a very robust projection software. We'll just leave it at that. And they came out with a study that really rocked the industry. Because what they want us to be able to explain to our listeners and our clients, Chris, is that Medicare doesn't cover everything. And people think it does, and it doesn't. And they created this, what they call the healthcare cost index. And as the gentleman, and I hope I don't mess his name up, the gentleman, the CEO of HealthView Services, Ron Mastro Giovanni, and I think I aced that.
Very nice.
I think I got that. He quoted in the press release, and this is his exact quote, people. Many Americans believe that Medicare will cover most or all of their health care costs in retirement. And this is simply untrue. And what they did is they created an index that includes the costs that retirees will face as far as health care goes. What is in that index? Medicare premiums. People don't understand. It's not free. You got to pay for it. Medicare premiums, including parts B, which you pay for. A is free. You've been paying for that all along. B, you have to pay for. And D, the prescription drug benefit you got to pay for. Medigap premiums. Medigap premiums is that special insurance you have to buy to cover everything that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's an awful lot. And also the out-of-pocket expenses most people are going to face. Now, if you get a premium end Medigap policy, it will cover a lot of those out-of-pocket expenses, but the premiums are quite high. So HealthView Services assumes what, Chris? A mid-tier plan.
Right, middle of the road. There's a lot of different choices, which we might be able to go over at another time. But Medigap policies, depending, just like normal private insurance policies, there's a wide range of coverages, but also a wide range of premiums.
And here's what they came out with that really sent the industry rolling. They added up the full cost that they project for a retiree today, a couple retiring today at 65. What would they need in today's dollars to cover their assumed healthcare expenses? And their amount is $366,000 in today's dollars. In 10 years, that's anticipated to be $421,000. But what they went and did in this study is turned it into, well, how much of your Social Security will it take to come up with that? And what they said is, what if we had an average retired couple where the higher earner is generating about $1,300 a month in Social Security, and the lower earner is generating about $820 a month in Social Security. How much of their Social Security will it take today to cover their health care expenses? Today, it would take 69% of your Social Security, or in other words, only 31% for all other expenses. 69% of your Social Security in this situation would go to health care. In 10 years, 98%. And for people like me who are 50 now, in 20 years, it is estimated that it'll take 127% of your Social Security. In other words, your Social Security alone won't cover your out-of-pocket health care expenses. And the main reason they point to is what, Chris?
Well, the difference in inflation rates. Healthcare costs have been, and for the foreseeable future, are expected to be much higher in the 5 to 7% range. So if Social Security continues to increase with cost of living adjustments at its more historic norm of about 2%, you can see why the healthcare costs keep gaining. On the total, they start to eat away at more and more and more of a percentage of your Social Security benefit because the Social Security benefit grows much slower. And that's essentially because of the way they measure the cost of living adjustments and apply them to Social Security.
And the reality is, as we age, we consume more and more and more health care needs because our bodies are aging and slowing down. Yet Social Security is going up at a far lower rate of inflation than health care. And the whole point of today's blog is just to point this out to listeners, to get people to understand Social Security will be there, but it may be there and only cover one aspect of your costs in retirement, and that's healthcare. And that's why you cannot ignore a more holistic approach to your retirement and your planning.
So be careful. Social Security might be eaten up completely by your healthcare costs. So we'll talk to you next week here on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.